He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Really pleased to be getting it started for this week with a Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So much to talk about and so many good people to talk about this stuff with. And one of them is Bernie Kosar. He stops by today, as he always does on this show, going to talk about the mini camp that commences on Friday. Players will be the rookies, the draft class, and the unsigned draft picks will be traveling on Thursday, making their way toward Berea, and then they'll all be in the building for the three-day mini camp that, again, starts on Friday. So I want to get Bernie Kosar's thoughts on that and other NFL issues that are out there. It's always great when Bernie weighs in on things. And we continue our series of allowing you to meet the draft picks, at least through our interviews with them. Emmanuel Acho is going to be on tonight's show. The sixth-round pick, fascinating guy from Texas, the first of the Browns' two sixth-rounders, the linebacker from the Texas Longhorns, and a man who, his background, I mean, you'll be impressed with him just as an individual, because in talking with him, before, or I should say right after he was drafted, in the days leading up to and after the draft, you just got the impression he's a special kind of guy, and I think you're going to find the same tonight. You'll hear him talk about what it means to be drafted by the Browns, to be coming aboard here, and some of the stuff he's doing off the field, I think, is the real, or has done, I should say, and his family does. Really fascinating and sets him apart. We answer your questions. We're going to do a lot of that tonight. We always love to do that. The questions that you submit to us, and you know how to do it via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. You can give us questions and comments, and a lot of you do a little of each along the way. And voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, locally 440-824-6134. Chance to have your voice heard on this show. We love when you do that. Let's go to Facebook. Chad, he says, I don't see how people are still bashing the Browns offensive line. We have the best left tackle and a really good center, and we just drafted a right guard and a right tackle. Pay attention, people. The O-line problems have been addressed. No reason Trent Richardson shouldn't have plenty of room to run, Chad says. Well, I think your points are well taken about the line. Again, what is Mitchell Schwartz? What will he do in the NFL? Right now, he's a second-round pick with a lot of promise. Someone that the Browns organization feels really good about. That is good enough for me to be excited about him coming aboard as a targeted second-round pick of this team. But I need to see production as everyone else does, including the people who drafted him and the people who will coach him. And Ryan Miller at the guard spot, again, sounds like what you want to hear from the guy, but that's right now just talk. We want to see what the production is on the field. Again, same thing from a team standpoint, from a coaching standpoint. George Warhop, the Browns offensive line coach, you know, he's interested in what these guys are talking about now, but when he gets them, when they're his, when they're in the building, he's going to do the majority of the talking. In fact, he wants to be the only one discussing things pretty much in the meeting room and on the field. And then he'll reserve some time for some conversation, some individual conversation, but not when he's leading the group. And that's pretty much true with every assistant coach in the NFL. Tabitha via Facebook. Richardson is going to make a big impact on the Browns. He is an amazing running back. He isn't going to let the Browns fans down. This is our season. Love that faith, Tabitha. 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 Brian via Facebook. Bernie Kosar is right on with his assessment, I should say, of Trent Richardson. Bernie wrote a column about him recently, a blog item for us on ClevelandBrowns.com. Always check out his stuff there, along with the rest of our work. Matt Florjancic, our staff writer, yours truly, our video components. You, of course, can get this show, the audio of this show. Brian goes on to say, I'm excited about the future for the first time in years. Noticing a little trend there with some optimistic talk relative to what the free, what the the draft picks have meant to this team. Luke via Facebook. Richardson will be a perfect fit for the West Coast scheme. Let's just hope when teams play to stop the run, we have a receiver that can stretch the field. And, you know, to that one, Luke, I would say, your ability to stretch the field with either a newcomer such as Travis Benjamin, the fourth round pick from Miami, or existing receivers just having more room to work with. I think those opportunities are increased if you, again, offer the credible running game that Richardson certainly has the ability to offer, along with the O-line doing its job. The play calling, you know, the offense, the design of the offense doing its job. I mean, it all has to come together and all has to add up to that bottom line result of opening things up in the passing game. And I think that's a way, a legit way, for this team to get better throwing the football. I don't think it's the magic of having somebody who can just stretch it for you, although I'm not opposed to that. I want that speed. I want that talent. And I want those folks. I want, again, Greg Little. I mentioned Benjamin. I want everybody who catches the football on this team. Jordan Norwood. You know, people to be involved and make an impact. Josh Cribbs. But I think it's all about having some room to do so. Having defenses respect something that they did not have any respect for last year. They did not have to worry about the Browns running game pretty much at all. And you could see it. Go over if you tape games or if you can get a hold of video of the Browns games from last year. Just watch how defenses played this team. How their utter disrespect for the running game just made it easy for them to take away whatever wasn't there in the passing game. You know, completely. So, all right, we've got more coming up for you. A conversation in a couple of minutes with Bernie Kosar. We listen to a little Tuesday's Gone here. Good stuff. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the gate.
To swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle, visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty,
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single-game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your face, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1414. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Plus a free glass space with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend. And this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1414.
With you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you for this entire hour. Hey, today is a Let's Move It Monday, by the way. It's brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get in 10,000 steps a day this week and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, oh, yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
So happy to have with us now Bernie Kosar for his regular visit here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, how was your weekend?
Hey, really good weekend. Boy, a fantastic, fantastic charity event with the Cleveland Clinic, downtown Cleveland. At the public auditorium, and boy, to have over 1,000 people there to raise money for the Cleveland Clinic's Youth Hospital and for their autism, to almost raise $1 million, and to see some of the kids that benefit from the great work the clinic does, it was just fantastic.
Very nice, and great that you were a part of that. Bernie, this is minicamp week. Actually, the end of this week, it starts the 3-day minicamp for the rookies. Just your sense of how, again, we've made so much, and rightfully so, of this draft, of its importance and the impact it not only can have on the Browns, but has to have on this football team. Now that all these rookies will be gathered at the end of this week, your sense and your take on what we'd like to see once they're on the field.
Well, I think you said it pretty well of the importance of it, of the excitement of it, of the anticipation of it. That's for sure. You know, because it's not a lot of headbanging and physical contact, it's tough to get the truest of reads of some of the players. But I'll tell you the one thing that I think a lot of people haven't talked about that is really, really would be an added bonus and something that would be fantastic if we hit on is when you do these rookie mini camps, everyone's going to be focused on Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon. They'll do 1 million interviews, and that's what everyone's going to talk about. But I'll tell you the real thing that I think a lot of insiders look at is to see the lower round picks and the undrafted free agents. You know, me and you have talked a lot through the offseason of how many gifted, talented athletes, football players there are out there, not just the first 10 picks of the draft, first 22 picks of the draft. There's a lot of good football players out there, and I know that even more so from my involvement with the Cleveland Gladiators and the arena team.
Right.
So if we could find, and this is what coaches, scouts, front office people are really looking at also in the first mini camp, is what type of players that we haven't really studied a lot, the undrafted free agents. Is there another Josh Cribbs out there? You know, is there another Victor Cruz out there? And there's guys like that are really trying to make a statement, make an appearance, make an impression on the coaching staff and on the scouts to see if they could earn a roster spot and contribute to the level of some of the guys we just mentioned.
Yeah, I think with the 9 players drafted, as large a group as that is, plus the 15 undrafted free agents that were signed, yeah, I think there's plenty of potential for that diamond in the rough hook that you're talking about. And again, even with those guys who are recognizable within this within the 9 drafted, after you get past the fourth round, and you look at guys like just what kind of athlete a big guy like Ryan Miller is, 6'7", 321. He's, you know, we had him on the show last week, and his attitude just sounds so right. He's saying the right things. Now you want to see the performance to back it up, and it's, you know, he's this big, physical, sort of nasty kind of guy who will play guard. But, you know, what kind of athlete is he? He's been clearly enough of a knee bender to believe that tall frame of his can work for this team. Guys like Emmanuel Acho and Billy Wynn, Trevin Wade, and Brad Smellie, the fullback. I mean, all of those guys from, say, the fifth round on down, I think this, you're right, this is an opportunity to at least athletically show something. And to take you back to your playing days, I mean, you were, as a teammate, looking for certain things, right? Especially from the rookie newcomers athletically.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, athletically is one thing. Mental abilities and the type of kind of hungriness, anticipation of wanting to be out there, that expectation to want to do good, the confidence to be able to not only do good, but expect to do good. You had mentioned 4 or 5 guys that were picked on the fifth round later. I mean, wouldn't it be nice, like when Eric Mangini drafted Tali Rubin? I mean, to get a guy like that in that type of frame of picking guys, that's how you really quickly and exponentially get your team to the next level of wins and losses, by hitting on guys there and then trying to find of the 15 undrafted free agents. And there'll be guys in camp that are just there on tryouts that are typically another 3, 4, 5 guys that, you know, you got over 25 to 30 guys that you're taking a look at. And those guys that come in a little later without a lot of the publicity or recognition, they're trying their best, if you want to make the team, to make a quick impression and do things out there that make them stand out.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Interesting item, Bernie. London Fletcher talking publicly about the fact that he wants the union and the league to do its part to assist players with their transitioning post-football. And I wondered your thoughts about that, just the whole idea of how important that might be, and perhaps is it more necessary? I mean, I know you're going to tell me it was necessary when you left the game and your contemporaries did, but again, it just seems to be getting much more discussion now.
Well, I think because of social media and technology, I think these things have been going on for generations, and because of the flow of information right now and the ability to access information, we're just recognizing it now that it's been an issue that's been around for a while, and it is really sad. I mean, I spent a lot of time this weekend talking with Ray Lewis about the Junior Seau situation. I watched on ESPN today, seeing the Dave Durson, Jim McMahon situation with brain trauma and the CTE and how they're suffering through that type of stuff. Mike Webster, how he tragically passed away. I mean, these things are incredibly, incredibly disheartening to one, to the sport we love, and to, from a professional standpoint, to players we love, then I've been blessed to get to know them personally. So it just is something that, you know, I try my best on an individual basis to try to help out these guys and help out guys when you know about it. But it's becoming so much and so many, and unfortunately, a lot of the guys, I know, like myself, we had so many people, not only that we were leaving the game, but we had so many people that were taken care of that really rely on us, that it really has a domino effect of, really, it's just not the athlete, but it's him and all their family, because it tends to be that the player has been taking care of so many people that it's just a really sad, tragic situation that definitely guys like London Fletcher, Ray Lewis talking about it, current fantastic players, it's definitely, I think, helps bring light to the situation, to hopefully we all could figure out a way to help out these guys and their families.
Bernie, we talked a week ago about Terrell Suggs suffering an Achilles injury, and it's no matter how you cut it, it's a serious blow to him, but certainly to the Ravens in a greater sense, and how long he might be out, and you know, the likelihood with an injury like that tends to be a full year. Hearing Ed Reed, the great safety for the Ravens, speaking recently on a Baltimore radio station, he said, you know, he talked about how much Terrell Suggs is going to be missed, and generally that opponents are going to miss the Ravens are going to miss what opponents are not going to have to deal with, and that's the fear that Suggs could put into quarterbacks. How big of a difference do you think that makes?
Well, Ed Reed's 100% right on. Not only just the fear from, oh, he's going to hit me standpoint, the offensive coordinator, the head coach, the play caller, the quarterback and audibles, the offensive line in terms of pass protection, that's a whole domino that takes place there because of a guy, and I don't want to say he's Lawrence Taylor, okay, but he is one of those game-changer, game-plan-changing type of players where you must know at all times where he's at. They move him around within that system, and you have to at least get an offensive lineman on him to hopefully, to have him double-teamed, but you can't get a mismatch on him with a running back or an H-back, which is what they try to do. And when you don't have to worry about that, the flow of your game, the flow of your play calling, the flow of your pass protections, it's exponentially easier.
Great stuff, Bernie, as always, and we will catch up with you later on, my friend.
Sounds great. Have a good week.
He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only. He joins us all the time here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
wings, if you love rings and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and Lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, too quick to take a loop.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
If you love this and love saving this, then get to Summit Racing Equipment in Talmadge. Summit Racing has the lowest prices guaranteed on the parts, tools, and accessories for high-performance cars and racing, trucks and off-roading, daily drivers, late-model vehicles, and more. Choose from millions of parts in stock from over 900 brand-name manufacturers. And right now, save even more with these Summit Racing special offers. Earn 40 Summit Bucks with the purchase of a pair of Cat Forward Headers from JVA Header. Earn 20 Summit Bucks with the purchase of a Wilwood Tandem Chamber Master Cylinder. And get a $50 rebate with the purchase of four Rancho RS5000 shocks or four RS7000 MT shocks. So get into this and get to Summit Racing Equipment today for the parts and accessories for what you drive or less. Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, exit 29 in Talmadge, open 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only four-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Northeast Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis, located off 71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights. Now with extended sales and service hours. Check them out at sunnysideaudi.com. Now offering loaner and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. Sunnysideaudi.com.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
With you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And this segment, it's driven by Liberty Ford, this Ask Vic segment, which is where you ask me questions via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and a whole bunch of you have. We get, and I'd say the volume of this has just cranked up to record levels, I think, probably since we've been on the air, and it's really been a whole bunch of, and it's been great. I mean, this is the part that we love because it gives us a chance to interact with you, and my assistant Danielle Lavelli goes through all of these questions pretty much all day right up until showtime, picking out the best and the comments, and really, though, and I get to a fraction of them. I try to get to as many as I can. So, all right, no more time to waste. Let's get to them. Brett via Facebook. You can't expect a significant improvement overnight. It's not just about good players. It's about the ability. He's given this big picture assessment of the Browns. It's about the ability, Brett goes on to say, for them to work as a team. For example, look at what happened when the Bengals released T.O. and Chad Johnson. They were selfish and a distraction, those players. Also, you can't keep firing coaches every 2 years. And I'm with you on this, Brett. Continuity matters. Continuity counts in the NFL. And you'd be amazed, and I know people will roll their eyes when they hear about systems and about processes and putting a plan together and a vision together and all those things. And when you don't see a winning result, you don't care about the system, you don't care about the process, you don't care about the plan. Totally understandable. But you don't give it a chance to work when you hit the reset button as often as this organization has in recent years. That has been a big part of the problem. And I'm not guaranteeing that not hitting that reset button brings you success. What I'm saying is that you do everything you possibly can to avoid resetting it. You try to see down the road and around the corner a little bit. You try to see where the progress can come from, where the growth and the development of younger players who can become better players, and truly, I mean, not just sell yourself on something, make yourself believe something just to believe it, but back it up with the depth of analysis. And that's a hard thing. That's the hardest thing, I think, to do, is to trust in what you're doing in a big picture sense, because we tend to focus narrowly all the time. We tend to see either the good or the bad of a football team. That draws our eyes, our attention, and we forget often about how other places could be making progress, or where there's something good happening in one narrow area, how there could be erosion elsewhere. Brent, via Facebook, Whedon is a major upgrade over Colt. He's actually almost 3 inches taller, he has a much stronger arm, and is more accurate. The only thing that Colt has over him is he's much more mobile. But if our line is more improved, Brent says, Whedon won't need to be mobile. Time will tell, and I will admit if I'm wrong. I just don't understand why anyone would think Colt is better. Well, thank you for that, Brent. I'd say your point about the mobility thing is a great point. You don't want to see mobility from a quarterback as the trait that sells you on the quarterback. It's a nice thing to have, but I call it an add-on, or a bonus added, you know, to use some kind of retail or marketing sales term. It's just added value, maybe that's the word. But it's not what you want to depend. You don't want to have the success of your quarterback, or your assessment of your quarterback, to say, love him because he's mobile. No, love him because he can throw the ball. Throw it with a strong and accurate arm. Make good decisions. You know, those are the qualities that have to be, it has to start there. And I think in more cases than not, ideally you still want the strong pocket presence. And I'd also dare say that where there is less, you know, where the pocket presence isn't as good, you're going to have someone who is running, who is bailing, whose trust in his legs and in his quick feet becomes his fail-safe, becomes the reason that's how he's going to deal with pressure. And in some cases, he may deal with pressure before he actually has to deal with pressure. That's the concern with someone who is, you know, quote, more mobile, not as big, or doesn't have as much stature and presence in the pocket. I mean, that can be the knock, if you will, or the reason to look for someone who is the opposite of that. Andrew says this about Whedon from Facebook. Whedon was a pitcher in the Yankee farm system and could throw it 89 miles per hour, so I know he can bring it. And last year he threw for 4,700 yards at Oklahoma State, and Blackman, his receiver, having only 1,500 of those. So I don't want to hear that Blackman made him look good. Okay, Andrew, and I'll say this. It doesn't hurt to have a very talented receiver. In some way, shape, or form, Brandon Whedon helped Justin Blackman. Justin Blackman helped Brandon Whedon. The other point about his fastball, the 89-mile-an-hour fastball, the pitch, that I think is... It's a hard judgment to me, because where you stop the point of throwing a football and begin the point of throwing a baseball, you know, the different motions, different technical elements to that, and different use of your shoulder. And you've heard Brandon Whedon talk about this, the strain and stress that it's put on his shoulder throwing a baseball ball as he did versus throwing a football, how there's two different, completely different areas in that regard. So, I think he does throw with velocity, throws a football with velocity. I think that has as much to do, and I'm not sure if it's more to do, but certainly as much to do with the spin that he puts on the ball, its ability to kind of cut the wind, cut through, versus just straight out strength. You don't muscle, you see this. Quarterbacks who try to just muscle the football don't tend to throw very accurately and don't actually throw as far as those who put a level of, you know, the stride and the fluidity and delivery. You know, it's kind of that arm whip thing and point of delivery and release and such, and how it spins off the hand. I think that's really where you're looking at the differences in what he does. But your point about, you know, the black men who, you know, chicken and egg argument as far as Whedon's abilities. I'm sold that Whedon did as much to help Whedon and more to help Whedon than this just being him being a product of Justin Blackman's talent. All right, you're going to meet another of the Browns draft picks. We're going to have a conversation with Emmanuel Acho, sixth-round draft pick, outside linebacker from Texas. That's coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease the best-selling Escape or F-150 for only $199 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, with Mother's Day coming up, and of course, being the thoughtful son, it got me thinking. The best gift my mother gave me is probably the gift of reading. So the best gift I could give her may just be the same thing. And at Half Price Books, they have a world of Mother's Day gifts and prizes. Great books on any subject or hobby your mother loves, plus music and movies, and almost everything's half price or less. And the folks at Half Price Books think the world of both you and your mom. That's why, if you decide to get her a $25 gift card to send her on her own treasure hunt, they'll give you a free $5 shopping card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in June. So share Mother's Day with your mom at Half Price Books. Give her the world and get something free for yourself. Hey, mom raised you to be smart and thoughtful. Half Price Books. Real books, real music, and really thoughtful gifts. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
Thank you for waiting. To receive your auto insurance quote, press 1.
Great.
Congratulations, you're all set.
What?
Congratulations on your new auto insurance policy. Wasn't that quick?
Is there a slow down button?
At Liberty Mutual Insurance, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/Cleveland and speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder.
We're pretty fired up. We're really excited about the guys we got today.
Browns season tickets start at $32 per game, a significant savings over single-game prices.
The end result is scoring points and winning games, and so that's what we're trying to do.
Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more.
And I'm here today in your faith, and I'm a Cleveland Brown.
Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434.
Hi, this is Daquell Jackson, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And we are back on this show that we do call Cleveland Browns Daily. As the standout middle linebacker just told you, it is driven by Liberty Ford. And now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets start at $32 a game. That's a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and much more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434, or visit clevelandbrowns.com. CleveLandBrownsDaily.com. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. Very pleased to be joined right now by Browns' sixth-round draft pick. He's the first of their two sixth-rounders, Emmanuel Acho, linebacker from Texas. Emmanuel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
On the line from Texas, and you will be heading up here later this week to be part of minicamp. As that fast approaches, now that you've kind of gotten over the excitement of being drafted by an NFL team, now you're days away from participating in your first rookie minicamp. What are your thoughts?
You know, very excited. Kind of been looking forward to this day, you know, for years now, especially when you go to a big-time college such as Texas. This is what you prepare for, and this is why you play the game. You know, I'm not too nervous because I do have guys like Colt McCoy up there, and clearly my brother's educated me on this matter, but I'm just really excited.
Yeah, Colt McCoy, you know very well. Chris Obanaya is another guy on this football team, so there are some Texas connections for you.
Yes, sir. Got a lot of Texas connections. I think Phil Dawson's up there as well. And, you know, Colt and I are just best of friends since we've been in Austin, and so just excited for that.
Now, let's talk about your the impact that you could have and are expected to have. You certainly were a very active and involved player in that Texas defense and made a lot of plays, had a lot of production. How do you see that translating to the NFL, Emmanuel?
You know, when talking to the linebacker coach, I think we run very similar schemes. In Texas, we ran a base 4-3 defense, a one-gap type defense, you know, see ball, get ball, kind of see the gap and spike it. And so I think that'll translate. I think that'll make it a much smoother transition for myself. And hopefully I can come in and contribute early. If not, you know, on the defense and for sure on special teams until I, you know, earn my respect and work my way up.
And a guy who's involved with a team-leading 131 tackles, you were first-team All-Big 12 player. You had 19 for a loss this past season, again, for the Longhorns, 19 of those tackles for a loss, 3 sacks, 18 quarterback pressures. That's a guy who not only physically can do it athletically, but who's also a thinking player. And the book on you is your ability to read, react, and anticipate, and all those things are very important to your game.
Most definitely. I think I pride myself in my intelligence, not only on the field, but off the field as well. And, you know, I may not be the biggest, may not be the fastest, but I can for sure be the most intelligent. And I think that's a very big key attribute in this game, and that's what I pride myself in.
So much has been talked about on this Browns draft being critically important to this team that basically, I mean, this team, of course, wants to have all 9 of you guys who are drafted be highly impactful players. The reality is it probably won't be every single guy, or certainly it'll be varying degrees of impact, but I'm sure you're aware of what you're a part of here, that you know, this is a team that wants to and needs to get good really fast, and that means guys like yourself joining this team as a rookie, you have to make a splash and an impact right away.
Most definitely. I think I'm very excited about this rookie class. You know, we got talent on both sides of the ball and got a lot of depth in that talent, you know, with the 2 first-round picks and then the depth they had throughout the draft. So I'm excited to be a part of that class. I plan on making a splash early, but I first plan on just soaking up the knowledge from some of the vets, trying to go about that route.
And speaking of soaking up knowledge, your brother Sam, of course, was drafted in 2010 and has been a guy who, you know, coming out of Texas, looking at the NFL as someone who athletically and again, on the defensive side of the ball, pass rusher, all those things that ultimately I'm sure you want to achieve as well. And he's been, because of the closeness of your age, you've kind of played in his shadow, right, all through high school, through college, and now you're getting a little separation here, but you are both entering the NFL. How much has Sam been helpful to you in giving you some guidance on that? Number one, it's advice, and number two, this idea that you're going to be able to establish some separate identities now in the National Football League.
Yeah, Sam's been key. Sam's been probably the biggest key in this whole draft process as far as keeping my anxiety levels low, you know, keeping my just knowledge and wisdom of knowing what's coming next and how to handle it, you know, at a very high level. And without him, I don't think I would have gotten to this point. And but now it is time for me to blossom, now that I'm going not only on another, you know, side of the United States to a separate conference, but just going out there, and it's time to make a name for myself. And, you know, clearly I, you know, respect and admire him and his game and all he's done for me. But it's time for me to, you know, start doing some things for myself as well.
Yeah, he's out there with the Arizona Cardinals and the NFC West. You're part, of course, of the AFC North with the Browns. And you're right. It really does give you guys that ability to maybe do things on opposite ends of the country. But I'm sure you both, both want to carry on that tradition and have that impact. And looking at it as a sixth-round draft pick, even though you're not the premier spot, first round, second round, even third round, that does not mean that you can't step in right away or in a short amount of time and make a huge splash and become a starter.
Exactly. I think it's all about getting in the door being the NFL. And now that I'm finally, about to get in, I've opened it up, and now that I'm finally about to walk in, now it's time for me to make the impact. Whether it's be a free agency, first-round pick, seventh-round pick, whatever the case may be, it's about getting that first step. And, all my coaches in Texas texted me immediately after I was picked and said, it's about what you do now. It's about what you make of it now.
Emmanuel Acho joining us, sixth-round draft pick for the Browns from Texas, the outside linebacker. An interesting thing that your dad has had a part of for a long time, his name is Sonny, and it's Sonny Acho's Living Hope Ministries in his native Nigeria. And you have gone back, Emmanuel, through the years, along with your brother Sam, to be part of this. He has put together, your father has a team of about 40 doctors, nurses, surgeons, dental folks, ophthalmologists, and every June, it's to care for as many as, 7,000 or so villagers during a 10-day clinic. Describe, first of all, what this clinic is about and how many times you've participated in it.
So my dad has gone back the last 20 years. First off, he would go with just bags of rice to his native village. But as he began to get older and have a bigger impact in the local community of the United States, he had the means to go back with doctors and nurses. So my dad got his doctorate degree. And, as he started to meet other doctors, he met general surgeons, ophthalmologists, dentists and whatnot. And so he started to go back. I've been 5 times, over the last 7 or so years. I've had the privilege to go. And it's always a very humbling experience, a very humbling opportunity. We go for about 2 weeks. 7 of the days we work. The other 2 days are travel, and the other 5 days are leisure. And so for 7 straight days, we just travel from village to village from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., giving people different medical treatment. We have an ophthalmologist removing cataracts. People come in blind, have been able to see because the dust builds up off the roads and gets into their eyes. We have a general surgeon and an anesthesiologist. They remove about 100 hernia surgeries throughout the course of the week. And, we've amputated limbs that are infected and all different types of things. So, God blessed us, and as a result, we go back and try to be a blessing.
And how do you see this in the big picture? Because, like you said, this can have a profound impact on anyone, let alone a young person like yourself and your brother. And it's not. I know you also have a grandmother there, and a good portion of your family, most of your family, is still back there in Nigeria. So I know it's an opportunity also to visit with them. But just what does this experience mean to you, and what kind of impact do you think it can have long term?
I think it's why I play the game. Part of it is, to play to be the best and to win that big shiny trophy at the end and to get that ring. But then the more important than the other half of it is to have that platform to do bigger and better things, not only for yourself but for the community and for the entire globe. And, God's blessed me. He's blessed our entire family. Says to whom much is given, much is required. And, I think a lot's been given to my brother, a lot's been given to myself. Therefore, a lot is required of us. And that's why we go back. That's why we do what we do. And, I know God brought me to Cleveland for a reason, not only to perform well on the field, but to do things as well off.
When you're there, and you've gone there, obviously, when you've played football, and your brother Sam has played football in the U.S., have you tried to explain what you do to any of those villagers, any of the people who've asked about, you, and when they see these two, dudes coming over who are part of a mission helping them, but maybe are they curious about your background?
Most definitely. The best way for us to explain is when we go back with videotapes, whether it be a highlight tape or a news broadcasting, whatever it may be, because football in Nigeria means soccer.
Right.
So when we go there and we say the word football, they instantly talk about soccer, or we try to equivalate or correlate it to rugby because they kind of understand that based on the whole European connection and culture. And, we go back there with some video clips, and then they start to understand But besides that, you know, they've never really seen a game, and so they don't really get to stay in tune besides when we go every year and we update them.
And it just seems to me like this whole thing is very helpful, too, to keep you balanced, because the whole life of a pro athlete can be very heady stuff, and we've seen it take people in directions and places not necessarily the best when success arrives in a big way, and even when it doesn't, even the average player is living kind of a very unrealistic, if you will, life compared to what is quote normal. In your case, I think you've got a chance to be balanced just because of where your thoughts and hearts are with regard to your involvement with this mission.
Well, for sure. Before me and my brother, before either of us excelled at the game of football, you know, our parents raised us in a very humble and grounded manner. And every time we go back to Nigeria, it humbles us again, because we look at the village kids running around and we do understand that that could be us, you know, but God rather ordained and chose us to be the ones that are quote-unquote star athletes in America. And so we do understand that, therefore we don't take it for granted, and we do try to live a much more humble and loving lifestyle than that which is projected by the standard athlete.
Good stuff. Well, Emmanuel, appreciate it. Look forward to meeting you when you do get here in Berea, Ohio, and the best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. God bless.
All right. He is Emmanuel Acho, the first of the Browns' 2 6th-round draft picks from Texas, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.